program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan.
Follow me. Find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Chauncey's Great Outdoors. It's always good to have you with me, and it's the first Saturday of March, and getting into March, that means rain. Rain means things are starting to bloom, which means, what is it? Allergy season. So if you hear me sniffling or whatever, that's it. Welcome to March. That's all I can say. But it's going to be a good time. And I want to thank everybody who came out to the Bass Pro Shop Rewards Night in Gurnee. We had a lot of fun there. A lot of people. Happy birthday to Dominic, who came out to say hi to me. And also, let's not forget about next week. And I'll be in the Hoffman Estate Store on Saturday because they're having a big kids fishing thing going on out there. So I'm pretty excited about that. That'll be a lot of fun to do out there at the Hoffman Estate Store next Saturday. So, oh man, let me tell you, you got to tell all of your people that you know. You have to remember to tell all your friends to tune in and listen to ESPN Chicago, whether it's the app or on the radio or what. A lot of people are on the app now. It's so easy to do it, and it's a free download. Or you can go to the Chauncey's Great Outdoors website, click on the word podcast, and you can hear today's show or a lot of the other shows. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, and you can listen to us also. And don't forget to like us at Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors. So sit back, lay back, and enjoy some of Chauncey's Great Outdoors, the number one most listened to outdoor radio show here in the Midwest and beyond. One thing I want to mention, everybody, is that the Fish for a Cure, the tournament that I've been part of for the last 25 years, it's a big 25th anniversary this year. You can get the application and the rules and everything at the Constellation.com website. If you go to Facebook, go to Chauncey's Great Outdoors or, just Chauncey's website, Facebook page, click on a word, and you'll see the whole information where you can find all that stuff. But let's talk about this week's show. This week's show, we're going to hear from Tim Mondel. It's the first Saturday of the month, from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County and all the cool programs that they've got going on. Then followed by Jennifer Vaughn, the Executive Director for the Illinois Conservation Foundation, a not-for-profit that has many programs throughout the state. They are not the DNR. They are separate, but they work close with the DNR to get more kids, women, and men into the outdoors, trying something new and just having a ball. On the 19th is their big fundraiser and dinner at the Abington in Glen Ellen, basically 53 in Butterfield Road. I'm going to be there. 200 of your favorite other outdoorsmen are going to be there. Get your friends, sign up, get a table, get a couple of tickets, bring your date. Let's have some fun out there. And you'll check it out and hear more from Jennifer in today's show about it. I'm getting the high sign from Mario that said, hey, get over to the press room because there's some hot information coming out. Let's see what it is. You heard the teletype machines going, so we got some hot news from the press room, as they say. The biggest freshwater fishing swap meet is coming next Saturday, March 14th, at the Schlater Center at 2700 9th Street in Winthrop Harbor, and it's hosted by Salmon Unlimited from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. You'll find gear for inland fishing, Lake Michigan fishing, and other outdoor gear at this swap meet. With over 100 tables of outdoor gear, you're sure to find something you're going to need. Rods, reels, plastic, plastic baits, tackle boxes, antique lures, Lake Michigan trolling gear, muskie tackle, bass gear, panfish, and more. Remember, that's the biggest freshwater swap meet is coming to Saturday, March 14th, next Saturday, at the Schlater Center, that's part of their park district, at 2700 9th Street in Winthrop Harbor. Hosted by Salmon Unlimited from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. Don't be late. Remember, the early fisherman catches the big deals at the swap meet. Madison, Wisconsin, hey, you've been outside, so you know temperatures are warning. And throughout the state of Wisconsin, while in Illinois, ice is pretty well gone, or it's just not dangerous to even go near. But up in Wisconsin, you got varying levels of ice depending on where you are in the state. And our good friend, Lieutenant Jacob Hauslaw, wants us to remember to be safe. Lake ice that supported ATV snowmobiles and shelters, that's really dangerous right now because a lot of evenings have been above freezing. Ice thickness can change fast, he said. Please, please, in a split second, you could be in the water and have a lot of problems. He said a few basic ice safety tips to remember. Carry a cell phone in a locked waterproof bag. Very important. And that'll help you to call for help if you need it. Wear proper clothing and equipment, life jacket, float coat, things like that. Wear ice creepers on your shoes because when the ice is melting or warmer days, that top of the ice is very slick. And you don't have to go through the ice. You could bang your head on the ice like I did and still have a lot of problems. Carry a spud bar to check the ice thickness if you don't know. Carry a few spike nails and a light rope so you can get access and help pull yourself out. And if you fall in, stay calm as possible while attempting to get out of the water. Call for help. Anyone who attempts to rescue you should use a rope or something similar to avoid coming up to try to pull you out. Very, very important. Also in Wisconsin, they announced that the application period for the 2026 elk hunt is open, and it closes on May 31st. Applicants and selected hunters will see an increased opportunity this year. Hey, I like that. For the third year in a row, there will be increased numbers of elk within the Elk Central Elk Management Zone, formerly Black River Elk Range, in addition to bull elk and antlerless harvest authorizations, will be available through the state licensing system. The 2026 elk quota for the central management system is 6 bull elk and 6 antlerless elk, up from a quota of 4 and 5 in 2025. Remember, fishing licenses expire in many, many states on March 31st. Please don't wait till the last minute. Purchase it online or go to your favorite bait shop and pick up your 2026 license and stamps before your current one expires. Oh, you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Hey, sportsmen. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is the one outdoor magazine that's all about helping you enjoy the outdoors for only $19.95 a year. That's right. They cover the waters we fish close to home and those special waters that we want to travel to for that favorite fish, whether it's Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Minnesota, wherever. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it, including my article on local waters every month. You also learn from local and regional experts with a monthly marked lake maps, full access to the Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition, Insider Weekly Newsletter, and much more. So go to MidwestOutdoors.com and sign up today. You can't go wrong. Spring is right around the corner, and Waterworks wants to help you get on the water with a new boat and save you money. Till March 31st, Waterworks is offering rebates of up to $5,000 on select Lund models, up to $3,000 on select low boats, and those Bayliners, ooh, those perfect fishing and recreational boats that they have, up to $2,500 on select models. And on top of those rebates, you're getting that low Waterworks price. So call them at 708-798-9700 or stop by at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information on joining a scouting unit in Northeast Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
The Illinois Conservation Foundation invites you to attend the 2026 Illinois Conservation Foundation Gala at the Abington Banquets in Glen Ellen, Illinois, on Thursday, March 19th. This is an evening celebrating the great outdoors of Illinois with a cocktail hour starting at 5:30, dinner, a program honoring the newest inductees into the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame and the Illinois Outdoor Excellence Awards. Fellow outdoorsmen and women from around the state will be there to enjoy an evening of camaraderie, food, great auction prizes there and online, and the Illinois Conservation Foundation will honor those people who have made a difference in the outdoors of Illinois. For more information, for tickets and online auction items, go to ilconservation.org and click on Gala, G-A-L-A. See you there. So don't wait. Get your fishing and hunting friends and come to the gala. I'll be there. For tickets and online auction items, go to ilconservation.org.
Hi, this is John, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
Somebody say, "Hey, we want some crappie."
Hey, we want some crappie.
Let me hear you say, "Hey, we want some crappie."
This is Johnny Bench, and you're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Yes, it's March 7th. Yes. We are now coming into the month where things are going to be blooming and growing and stuff like that. But it's also the first Saturday of the month, which means the one, the only, the all man of the great knowledge behind the green curtain and his 57 Chevy, Mr. Tim Mondel, is on from the Forest Preserve.
It was a 94 Escort. But it's
oh,
fine.
It was a 94 Escort. Okay.
Chevy. Morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing okay. Hey, buddy. What's kicking? I mean, you know, spring has sprung and the sap is running and... You know, babies are all over the woods out there about this time happening. If they're not born, they're going to get born real quick here in nature. But what's going on in the great outdoors in the Forest Preserve?
We are seeing greenery for the first time in months. That's what's going on. So mm-hmm. I think everybody's pretty excited to shake off the cobwebs and the dust and get outside again.
Yeah.
So good time. It's springtime. You're going to see a bevy of different things, of course, usual prescribed burns and so forth. But in terms of events, this is a great time with spring popping up just around the corner to see some maple tree tapping. You can actually come by. Where is this one at? This one is at Trailside Museum of Natural History, mm-hmm. Out there in River Forest. So Adam and his team, you can go for a walk in the area, look at some native, and then take part in an actual demonstration to see how, why, and when they do these maple tree sapping, the tapping.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And it's a fun place to Trailside. I love all of our nature centers. I love Trailside especially for, you know, little kids who've got a real short attention span. And, you know, because you can kind of see a bunch of things inside, and then you can go outside and see a few things, and the kids are like, okay, let's go, Mom. You know?
Yeah. Yep. They did it. They're a part of it. They have the experience. Now they're ready to move on.
Yeah.
No, Trailside's got that for sure. And so, you know what? River Trail, even though they're a little bit bigger, they're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
So for folks that want to do even some more exploration on the grounds, you can pop over there later that day too.
Oh, exactly. And Little Red Schoolhouse is also... You know, I mean, it's great, fantastic for kids, but I'm just talking about, it's kind of like compact at Trailside.
Mm-hmm. It's tiny. People think that's just a mansion, perhaps. But when you pop in there, it's like, whoa, yep. Every nook and cranny, it's filled with something, whether it's the historical significance of the preserves in the area.
Right.
Any of these. But yeah, it's a great spot to go check out for sure.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. So what else is going on, buddy?
Again, talk about springtime, great time to plant. So on Sunday the 8th, if you wanted to stop by Sand Ridge Nature Center, they're doing a conservation at home native seed starter pots. It's really good opportunity. I think what we all see is true. You've probably hit on this quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
You see all the duckweed and other things inside the waterways and lack of oxygen due to over-fertilization and you know, the usuals that come along with that. So learning about native seeds, why they're important, how they're important, and reducing the fertilizers be a nice way to kind of really take part in that cleanup. So for those interested or wondering, wait, I don't have any native seeds, stop on by Sand Ridge Nature Center and pick up a packet and learn how to plant them and go from there.
Yeah, because remember, when you put a lot of, I don't care where you live, when you throw that fertilizer out on your grass to kill the weeds and help the grass and all that nitrogen, that will get a rain. Yes, some of it goes down, but a lot of it gets washed down the system and just follow the water. And all of a sudden, it's either in a creek or a stream or a pond.
Yep. That's just so difficult when you look at pictures. Sorry to go on a tangent.
But I know.
When you see photos like that, you're like, oh, this is so avoidable. How do we do this? So, yeah, again, and even if you do have little ones or you don't and you live in a condo, you can still, you know, plant these in some small pots and have them on your balcony. So, like, there's ways to work around it as well.
Oh, yeah, so, exactly.
Recently we just had a ribbon cutting ceremony up here in the northwest side of the city at Caldwell Woods Wellness Center to celebrate the reimagining of this location and this building specifically. We received an IDNR grant years ago to quite a bit of construction to remodel the interior and exterior, and we're able to have this ribbon cutting ceremony. Which is really wonderful because it's going to create new experiences for this next generation of people within this area. This area, similar to Swallow Cliff, was known for the old toboggan chutes and some other things, but now they're going to have something to call their own, and we're really, really excited about this, Chauncey.
Cool.
So every Thursday for the foreseeable future, we'll have stuff posted on the website to list what it is exactly, but we have anything wellness related, whether it's arts, education, cultural. So take a look on this website and see what's going on.
Okay. We'll do that.
Yeah. So I mentioned that one. I mentioned prescribed burns. You're going to see this more and more, especially as the weather breaks a little bit. I just passed down Palatine Road going westbound last night and saw a massive smoke cloud. I love that smell. They were doing it at Crabtree. So you're going to see more prescribed burns out and about. Believe us, the local agencies have been called. It's to help regenerate the growth. So, and if you're interested in learning more about that, stop by one of the nature centers and let you know exactly why they're doing it.
Yeah. And, you know, the old commercial, Smokey the Bear, you know, only you can prevent forest fires. Well, yeah. But a good ground burn is beneficial to all the trees and plants and native plants that we have out there. And you'll see more flowers and growths of things that you may have never seen before after a good burn like that. There's nothing wrong with it.
No, 100%. It's, yeah, trying to explain that to my kids yesterday. I think they kind of understood it. But
okay.
So we have that one. Again, oftentimes we talk about the importance of cultures within the natural area. And so you're going to see programs through the month of March. with culturally centric ideas and themes with them. Mm-hmm. So there's a Celtic or Celtic. I don't know still. If you're from Boston, it's the Celtics, but I think everybody else says Celtic. There's a Celtic mythology walk taking place on the 14th this month over at Bemis Wood South in Western Springs. Mm-hmm. Where you can learn about Celtic mythology, human existence, etc. So that's pretty cool to go check out if you can. We also have, it's Women's History Month. So you're going to see a bevy of programming centered around women and nature, whether that's a conservationist walk, whether it's, I could probably go on for days, but mm-hmm. take a look on the website. You'll see more on there as well. Mm-hmm. And then in the middle of the month, everybody's favorite, it's Maple Syrup Festival. River Trail Nature Center.
Mm.
Are you salivating like Homer Simpson?
Yeah. Right? Oh God, yes.
That's right. Generations of people go to this. It's your grandparents, your aunt, your uncle, your parents. People have gone or been part of this event for probably 60 years. I think almost 70. So it takes place at River Trail mm-hmm. Nature Center up in Northbrook. From Milwaukee, be prepared to take a bus over there, remote parking for this one, but mm-hmm. goes basically about 11 o'clock until 3:30, 4 o'clock. Really great experience overall. Understand why they tap trees, how they do that. Pretty cool time.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I used to have a maple tree in front of my house, and one year we got a slight thaw and, a nice little bit of an ice storm. So a lot of smaller branches got broken. And that night it froze. So, you know, the warmer days and stuff like that produced sap to move. And the sap came out of the breaks of these little branches. And I had icicles. And I looked at them and I said, I wonder. And I snapped off one and I put it in my mouth. And I was like, oh, my God, it's sweet.
It's amazing.
I was like a little kid out in front of my house.
The imagery that you're producing in my head right now as you describe this is just outstanding.
Yeah. My neighbors are probably saying, well, he's off his meds this week, you know.
and good for you if you are. Yeah, no, it is. It's a really cool experience.
Oh, yeah.
I know that there's over-tapping done, and so you don't see it probably as often as you used to, mm-hmm. but it's a really, really cool experience for anyone to check out. So I'm glad.
Exactly. What else?
All right. What do we got here? We have a Timberdoodle talk and trek. I said that correctly and slowly. This is up at Crabtree Nature Center on the 20th. You're going to learn, then observe the American woodcock courtship display in the darkening sky. Really cool thing to be involved with any programming related to woodcocks. The mm-hmm. way they dance, the sounds. You're actually seeing more programs centered around this, which is pretty cool. So yeah.
They are probably one of the most well-camouflaged little birds with a long beak. And if you're walking through an area and all of a sudden something takes off at your foot and flies through the trees like, you know, it's on a GPS system. It's just like, you know, first of all, your heart needs to come down a couple extra beats, but they are just the coolest little birds. They are absolutely the funnest birds to watch.
So cool. Mm-hmm. And then what do we have for the wee ones on the 18th? There's Sun and Moon Share the Sky at Little Red Schoolhouse. They're collaborating with LaGrange Park Public Library for Story Times and Crafts while talking about this title. Mm-hmm. And you're going to see more collaborations, too, from other libraries. Mm-hmm. One of the bigger initiatives going on right now with our department, Chauncey, is the idea of drawing more people in. And how do you do that? By going out to them. You've heard me probably talk about this before, but you're going to see more of that. So we want to collaborate and share resources with community centers and libraries and schools alike. So you're going to see more of that as well.
Mm-hmm.
You can do this, Chauncey, but you can't bathe in the forest. There is a forest bathing celebrate this spring season on Thursday the 19th.
Oh, okay. Do you take the forest bathing event? See, you should have put it after the Muddy Paws walk.
Cleanliness.
Yes.
Cleanliness.
Even though you're not going to get mud all over you in the Muddy Paws Walk, which is on the 21st at Crabtree, you're going to learn about looking at animal tracks and stuff so, like that.
Rumor is, this is total tangent, but I think it's somewhat related. Rumor is that folks used to take trains out to like the northwest and southwest regions of Cook County preserves to swim in the forest reserve lakes. So I know you can't do that anymore.
Right.
Just imagine that, like going through there, taking a nice mud bath and rinsing off inside Deer Grove Lake and like,
yeah,
it was fantastic.
You know, once again, you're a little kid, you know. You're a little kid again. Can't go wrong with that.
44 going on 12.
You know, I'm going on 12.
It's okay. It makes us smile and laugh. All right. So, yes, we have that. You're going to see World Water Day. It's pretty cool. Understanding the importance, and I think we do, but also at the same time, it doesn't hurt to become reeducated on it. Celebrating World Water Day with an indoor presentation and discussion about water and biology, microbes, and so forth. This is on Sunday the 22nd at Sagawa Environmental Learning Center. So if you got a nice free Sunday, you know, baseball hasn't really picked up yet, and you have a chance to go out, Sagawa is the place to go for sure. And then you can still see some Bon Appetit things, learning about the animals in the area. And then we have some smaller ones as well, workshops like nature illustration at Thatcher Woods. That's going to be on the 25th of March. I think most schools are during spring break, so this is a good time to take your kids over there and check it out.
If you're a doodler, that means if you catch yourself holding a pen and drawing little faces or something else, that just means you need to let that part of your creativity expand and go to something like this that they'll help you learn to make a picture better. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Just again, just nature is your muse. Go out and explore. Take it as your inspiration. Yeah.
Well, my friend, we've covered a whole bunch of stuff. And then don't forget, at the end of the month, there's Camping 101 at Bullfrog Lake on Thursday the 26th at 5:30. You can learn all about how to camp and amphibian outings at Bemis Woods South. Another one by my house. I got to check this out. And, you know, just to get out in the forest preserves. And where can I find out all of these dates and information, Mr. Mondel?
Sure. Go to the website at fpdcc.com or stop by one of the nature centers or programs. Grab a spring brochure, and I'll have all the other information for you.
Sounds good. Once again, that's fpdcc.com. In the upper right, click on the word events, and you will get a plethora of information. See, we use the word.
We have to every single month. I feel like it's written in the bylaws or like that.
Either that or it's in a Looney Tunes cartoon with Bugs Bunny, you know?
I love it.
All right, my friend. Well, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you and, you know, in the near future, okay?
Yeah, sounds good. Take care.
All right. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. The Illinois Conservation Foundation invites you to attend the 2026 Illinois Conservation Foundation Gala at the Abington Banquets in Glen Ellen, Illinois, on Thursday, March 19th. This is an evening celebrating the great outdoors of Illinois with a cocktail hour starting at 5:30, dinner, a program honoring the newest inductees into the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame and the Illinois Outdoor Excellence Awards. Fellow outdoorsmen and women from around the state will be there to enjoy an evening of camaraderie, food, great auction prizes there and online, and the Illinois Conservation Foundation will honor those people who have made a difference in the outdoors of Illinois. For more information, for tickets and online auction items, go to ilconservation.org and click on Gala, G-A-L-A. See you there. So don't wait. Get your fishing and hunting friends and come to the gala. I'll be there. For tickets and online auction items, go to ilconservation.org. When you purchase a new Mercury 2.5 to 425 horsepower outboard from Waterworks on your new boat or just repower your current boat with the new Mercury, you get a 7-year
factory-backed warranty coverage. That's right, a 3-year limited warranty plus an additional 4 years of a factory-backed Mercury Product Protection Gold coverage. This offer lasts only till March 31st, 2026. So call Waterworks, a Mercury Marine dealer, at 708-798-9700 or visit them at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for 2, 4, or 6 people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Attention outdoor enthusiasts, get ready for the 36th annual Illinois Deer Classic and Illinois Fishing Expo. Join us March 20th through the 22nd at the Peoria Civic Center for the ultimate hunting and fishing experience. Explore hundreds of vendors selling top brands in the outdoor industry. Gear up for the Big Buck Contest and meet fellow hunters and anglers who share your passion. Bring out the family, find deals on gear, get tips from experts, and let the kids cast a line at the free kids fishing pond. Join us at the Peoria Civic Center for the Illinois Deer Classic, March 20th through the 22nd. Second, see you there.
This segment is being brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at area code 847-366-0741 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Hi there, this is Chelsea Cardin, and I'm from Ghost River Lodges, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and you need to get on your computer, you need to get on your phone, you need to do everything that you need to do right and go to the Illinois Conservation Foundation's website, and you need to sign up with a great event that's happening on March 19th. And right now, we've got the executive director of the ICF, one of my favorite charities. I don't call you guys a charity, though, but this is Jennifer Vaughn, everybody.
Yeah, we are a nonprofit, so we are a charity.
Yeah, you are, but I don't look at you as a charity. I look at you as, you know, outdoor family, somebody that's doing the good for the outdoors, somebody that wants to get more women and kids and adults into the outdoors. Let's, you know, touch the dirt, touch the mud, shoot a pheasant, go learn what it is to call a turkey and all these, you know. How could you be a charity and do all those cool things, you know?
I have to admit, I have a pretty fantastic job getting people off their screens, getting them outdoors, getting them to touch grass. It is a pleasure.
It is. And I mean, that's why I have been such a fan of the ICF from day one, actually before day one, when they were planning it. But on the 19th of March, right down the street here in the western suburbs at the Abington, what have you got going on, Jennifer?
We have the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame Gala. It is one of 2 in-person events that we have every year. And this one's really special because we get to honor all of the people that are out there doing amazing things in the conservation space. Mm. So not only do we recognize people that are being inducted into the Hall of Fame, we also have a set of awards called our Outdoor Excellence Awards, where we recognize people out there doing amazing things in things like business for conservation and mm-hmm. outdoor influencers and authors. So it's just a really fun evening with a bunch of, you know, like-minded people that are really passionate about the same things that we're passionate about.
Exactly. And, you know, it's just, you know, these people that are being inducted into the Hall of Fame this year are very good people, very well-deserving, have put a lot of, you know, their free time that they didn't have into the outdoors so someone else can enjoy that with them. But this dinner, you know, it starts at, it's called the Abington, And it's at Route 53 and Butterfield Road, if you're kind of familiar with that. If you understand the Northeast Illinois area, it's just a little bit west of Yorktown Shopping Center. Easy to get to. You start at 5:30 with a little social hour.
That's right.
Boy, let me tell you, you want to hear fishing and hunting stories, just don't say a word. Just walk around. It's unbelievable. But that's where everybody gets to mingle a little bit, shake hands, introduce yourself. Don't be afraid. Say, hey, my name is so-and-so. Nice to meet you, you know, and, you know, kind of get that warm feeling of all these other people that are a part of this organization throughout the state of Illinois. And then we have dinner at 6:30, which last year was absolutely the best banquet dinner I have been to.
It was so good.
Oh, my God.
I made sure we're having the pork chops again this year.
I love you. I mean, it was, everything was hot. The pork chop was tasty. It was fantastic. And they have a program that's going to start at 7:15 to honor all these people. But during the cocktail hour, during the dinner, during everything else, there's going to be a silent auction, correct?
Yes. And the great thing about our silent auction is love to have you there, love to have you in the room participating, but it's also online. So if you can't make it to the banquet, you can go online and check out all these amazing packages that we have and bid to win. We've got amazing. We've got a boat trip on Lake Michigan with our friend Captain Tony.
And he'll be there.
So Diamond Ghost Church, yep, he is a good friend of the foundation. He'll be there as well if you want to meet him and see the guy that's going to take you out on his boat.
Yeah.
One of our Outdoor Hall of Famers owns an outfitter called Moon Pie Outdoors, and he has generously donated a waterfowl hunt that you can bid on.
Ooh.
One of our board members is in there, and he's got a pheasant hunt you can go on with him. So it's just a really great way to support conservation and be involved. So if you can make it, great. But if not, check out our auctions. Get involved that way.
And there's other prizes, too, not just those three. There's other things that they're going to have there that you can do online. But you know what? If you can make it there, have some fun, participate in it, enjoy the evening there. And, you know, there's a hotel. They got a cut rate with the hotel, which is literally about 3 minutes away, where you can stay the evening and, you know, just kind of kick back a little further and relax, if you understand what I'm trying to say.
We do, and that is included with your ticket price, is so you don't have to worry about that either.
You know, the cocktails are included with your ticket price.
That is true.
Right, but the hotel, you got to pay for yourself.
That is, yes, the hotel is separate, but the cocktails and the relaxation part is
right.
That's included with the price.
I just want to make sure nobody's going to come up to me and say, hey, Tron, sure, you know, pay my bill. But, you know, this is, I mean, it really is. And, you know, the director usually comes from the foundation for the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. And there's some other people that are there, which is a lot of fun. Maybe they'll be sitting in the crowd with people. That would be fun.
They usually do. Yes. Director Finney will be there. She'll give a speech as well. Mm-hmm. Talk about the state of conservation in Illinois right now. Mm-hmm. And she'll be there to chat with everybody and hear everybody's thoughts and opinions on what's going on in our great state.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But now, you know, the other thing, too, is this is really a meeting of the people who love the outdoors of Illinois, who really realize how much we have available to us. And I mean, I love going to many other areas of the United States, whether it's, you know, Michigan or Minnesota or Indiana or Canada. I mean, I loved every place has something to offer, but it's amazing what we here in Illinois and, you know, with the foundation making more people aware of it, what you can do fishing, hunting, staying, state parks, trails. Are you going to have those posters at this dinner?
I was just thinking about, I love showcasing the diversity of landscape that we have in Illinois. People love to joke that we're nothing but cornfields, but my goodness, it could not be further from the truth. Like when you get up north and you have those rocky bluffs and you've got the beauty in the parks like Starved Rock and Matheson, and you've got, you know, those bluffs up at Apple River Canyon, and then you get down into southern Illinois and we have our own cypress swamp at the Cache River that you can mm-hmm. kayak through. And you get down and then to Southern Illinois, which is almost Kentucky landscape. You've got all the cliffs and valleys there when you're going into Giant City. Mm-hmm. And you see where, you know, our ancestors trailblazed through that park and carved their names in the rock as they walked through. Mm-hmm. You know, you're walking through space and time in that park. And it's just fantastic. Fern Cliff, a lot of people don't realize it's so close to Giant City. It's got a fully wheelchair accessible trail to get up to a waterfall. So like truly anybody of any ability can get out there and enjoy our parks and what we have to offer.
Yeah. To our friends that I dearly love that live in Wisconsin, I know you in pure love call us the Flatlanders, but there's an awful lot of land that's not flat in Illinois. You know, and that's it. Something that the foundation does, and, you know, we've talked about hunting and this and that, but, you know, you do school grants for, you know, butterfly gardens at many schools throughout the state of Illinois, don't you?
We do. We have two different programs for school children, for schools to receive grants. And one of them is that schoolyard habitat grant. So if mm-hmm. you want to put a pollinator garden or a native prairie at your school, you can apply for that. And the other thing we do is talking about getting kids out of the classroom and having hands-on learning in our outdoor spaces. So we offer biodiversity field trip grants to get kids out of the classroom. Mm-hmm. And that can help cover the cost of substitute teachers for our classroom as well as transportation. Because we all know kids learn better in the outdoors. They learn better when they're hands-on. Let's get those boots muddy. Let's get those smiles on their faces and get those screens away from them.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, so it's not just the consumptive sports of fishing and hunting. It's the educational side that the ICF does so much work with the schools, with the programs, with the hunter safety and a lot of other things. Also, they even do programs where they're putting their efforts into many different things. You've all heard of that Blackhawk statue at Loudoun State Park, right? Well,
yeah.
You guys had a little, not a little bit, you had a big project in refurbishing that thing so it's as beautiful as it is, and it's going to last another millennia.
And you know, a fun fact about that statue,
yeah,
it's the second largest concrete monolith statue in the world.
The second?
The second outside of Christ the Redeemer in Brazil. That is the second largest concrete monolith statue, and it's just tucked away in our own little humble state park.
And it's a lot closer to visit than Brazil.
It is. It is. A lot more affordable, too, because all of our state parks are free to visit.
That's right. It's a lot more affordable. But see, that's why I said the Illinois Conservation, and especially this gala with the, you know, honoring all these people that are going into the Illinois Conservation Hall of Fame and the other individuals that are being given achievement awards for a variety of different things that they do, whether it's a business or outdoor influencer or volunteer organizations. These are the people that, you know, they're honoring, but it's a room full of people who love the outdoors. And that's, you know, I can't tell you, everyone, that is the best part about this is you could just feel that excitement when you're in that room. It really is. And once again, it's at the Abington Banquet Hall, which is 35002 South Route 53, basically Route 53 and Butterfield Road. It's easier for anybody north of Interstate 80 to understand. And it's in Glen Ellen. Fantastic meal. What is it? What's the price of a ticket?
It's $125. And that's mm-hmm. going to cover the cocktail hour and your dinner for the evening. Mm-hmm. And then we'll have some special, you know, like in-room only raffles that you have to be in the room to participate in outside of the ones that we do offer online to everyone else. It's just mm-hmm. a really fun evening with really great people.
And you got some super gun raffles I saw.
Oh, yeah. We've got five raffles.
Yeah.
What were right they? Now. Let's see. We've got two of them in there. We have that are youth guns. So if you've got kiddos that are interested in starting in the sport and need something, you know, a little bit smaller for target practice, we've got the Henry mini bolts. We've got one in Muddy Girl camo and one in black. So everybody's welcome to bid on those. We have the Henry H2 Survival. Have you seen this gun?
Yes. And for all of those that are more mature sportsmen, that's the rifle that was used in the old James Bond movie when he shot the helicopter and it blew up. Just so you know.
I did not know what that is. Awesome. Yeah. So it all packs up into its own stock and it's completely waterproof. So you can travel light mm-hmm. if you're packing it up. We have the Christian Arms Evoke mm-hmm. that you can in our raffle, and then the Browning Maxis 2. So a variety of styles and types of guns for you to check out on our site.
Right. And that's actually, you can purchase tickets for that online, right?
Yep, absolutely. All of this is set up on our raffle site. Mm-hmm. So if you go to ilconservation.org and click on our gala, it'll take you right there. You can sign up to register. Registration is free. And in fact, if you register in the next couple of days, you're going to be entered to win an ICF hoodie.
Cool.
We have a new design out there this year that's mm-hmm. special for this gala. So if you register early, you'll be entered to win. Mm-hmm. No purchase necessary.
And I registered a couple days ago, so I'm on that drawing. So I'm very excited about that. I'm very excited. So once
I might
again,
be able to hook you up with one outside of that too. Oh, you just okay. let me know.
Big boy size, you know, the full figure size, I should say. The other thing, Jennifer, is thank you to you and your staff who do so much for the outdoors of Illinois. And I want people to realize this is the same organization that in November they do the director's pheasant hunt, where you know, you get a room for the night, you get fed so much food that you're going to gain 10 pounds, and you can shoot pheasants and chuckers for 2 days. And, you know, there's so much there. If you come to this event, I'll explain it all to you, and we'll have a few laughs. And I'll probably get some photos somewhere in here in my phone that I can show you. But that's just another thing that they do. It's a never-ending story of what they're doing for the people who enjoy the outdoors of Illinois. Wow, that's a good line. Well, Jennifer,
everything we do is a love letter to our state and our wild spaces.
That's right.
We're thankful for you know, partners like you that help us share it.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that we want to mention before we let you go on your busy day?
Wow. I just really encourage everybody to sign up and participate. And if there is something you see that you love and want to bid on, mm-hmm. go for it. If you are listening and you think, I've got something that I'd like to donate, you know, if you've got a product, or if you're an artist, if you're an outfitter and you want to get involved with us, we'd love to hear from you. We're always looking to build our network. So mm-hmm. please reach out.
Yep. And this is one of those organizations, like I said, everyone, I have been involved with from day -1. You know, when Brent Manning and John Husar and I sat around a table and talked about this, you know, doing an organization like this, that's how far back I go with this organization. And they really do it. They do it the right way for the good of all of us and the outdoors of Illinois. Jennifer, thank you so much. One more time, what is the website?
ilconservation.org.
ilconservation.org. Buy your ticket. And if I got an empty spot at my table, you're more than welcome to, but my table fills up. But, you know, you can sit close by and we can, you know, throw, you know, napkins at each other or something and have some fun. But please, please sign up for this event and let's have some fun. Okay, Jen?
Yep. Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Spring is right around the corner, and Waterworks wants to help you get on the water with a new boat and save you money. Till March 31st, Waterworks is offering rebates of up to $5,000 on select lawn models, up to $3,000 on select low boats, and those Bayliners, ooh, those perfect fishing and recreational boats that they have, up to $2,500 on select models. And on top of those rebates, you're getting that low Waterworks price. So call them at 708-798-9700 or stop by at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you.
I fish. I also clean local waterways so others can fish and swim. I help build public boat ramps for easy access to the water. I provide fishing and water safety education for kids. I maintain a healthy fish population so tomorrow's anglers can enjoy a catch. I prevent unwanted species from spreading into waters where they don't belong. I restore the condition of rivers to help fish and wildlife thrive. I fund long-term plans to to protect our lakes and streams. I do all of these things and more, all because I buy a fishing license. When you buy a fishing license, you do a lot. In fact, every dollar from a license purchase protects and maintains your local waterways for future generations to enjoy. To learn more about how you can get your fishing license, go to takemefishing.org. That's takemefishing.org.
The Illinois Conservation Foundation invites you to attend the 2026 Illinois Conservation Foundation Gala at the Abington Banquets in Glen Ellyn, Illinois on Thursday, March 19th. This is an evening celebrating the great outdoors of Illinois with a cocktail hour starting at 5:30, dinner, a program honoring the newest inductees into the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame and the Illinois Outdoor Excellence Awards. Fellow outdoorsmen and women from around the state will be there to enjoy an evening of camaraderie, food, great auction prizes there and online, and the Illinois Conservation Foundation will honor those people who have made a difference in the outdoors of Illinois. For more information, for tickets and online auction items, go to ilconservation.org and click on Gala, G-A-L-A. See you there. So don't wait. Get your fishing and hunting friends and come to the gala. I'll be there. For tickets and online auction items, go to ilconservation.org.
Attention outdoor enthusiasts, get ready for the 36th annual Illinois Deer Classic and Illinois Fishing Expo. Join us March 20th through the 22nd at the Peoria Civic Center for the ultimate hunting and fishing experience. Explore hundreds of vendors selling top brands in the outdoor industry. Gear up for the Big Buck Contest and meet fellow hunters and anglers who share your passion. Bring out the family, find deals on gear, get tips from experts, and let the kids cast a line at the free kids fishing pond. Join us at the Peoria Civic Center for the Illinois Deer Classic, March 20th through the 22nd. I can see you there.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, fish on! And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, fish on!
Hello!
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 Hello! Hello!
Hello!
Hello! Hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois.
You gone fishing.
How do you know?
There's a sign upon your door. Gone fishing.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Well, you left a row half done. You claim hoeing ain't no fun.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And I hope you're having fun listening to us. And that was my daughter, Sarah, welcoming us back. And let's get the Aiden Fishing Report in pretty quick here because we had a short time. He writes, this is brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Papa. I checked some of the smaller lakes, and the bluegill only wanted ice fishing jigs tipped with a wax worm or a red worm. The largemouth bass just ignored everything I threw, but maybe they want the water to get a little warmer, or I need to fish baits that don't move. Dad and I checked out the rivers, and the levels came up, which is good to see, but I did not see any anglers out, and man, was it foggy. I think things will get better after this weekend. Love you, your fishing magician, Aiden. And once again, that was brought to you by Waterworks Marine. Okay, fishing reports. LaSalle Lake opens March 15th. And once again, if they predict high winds, like 30 miles an hour wind, if it's predicted, they close all the cooling lakes. So, I mean, it's just they go by what the weather says. Lake Michigan, Chicago, Indiana, watch the wind and rain. It's been a little bit rough out there a couple days. And when the weather opens up, boats are running out of Indiana waters for some perch and easy coho action from 87th Street to Portage, Indiana for coho. A few crappies from the weed beds at Belmont I got a report on, but only a few. Casters are throwing silver and blue Cleos along the lakefront and retrieving them slowly in the open waters and getting some nice couple of fish here and there. Stripers on crankbaits is another good option that's happening, and blade baits also. Bass on spinners, topwaters, thrown a little bit closer to shore or even in the middle of the lake on some crankbaits have taken some bass. Plastic worms are also taking some nice fish, and good-sized catfish are being taken from the lake right now. Don't forget the ConstellationEnergy.com. Go to that website in the search engine, type Fish for a Cure, and get your information on getting into the Fish for a Cure tournament, which guarantees $10,000 for the first five places. First place is $4,000, not a bad deal if you ask me. Trout season opens in Illinois on April 4th, Saturday. So remember that at 58 different locations throughout the state. The Indiana DNR Law Division is looking for highly motivated, outdoor-centered individuals to fill conservation officer positions across the state. If you're interested and want to check it out to become a conservation officer in Indiana, go to on.in.gov/ICO-hiring. Or go to our the ESPN website, download the show, or listen to the show on the podcast, and you can get that address again. So that's where they fill out the application and go from there. Man, I mean, there's even more stuff to talk about, but I'm running out of time on the show. Our good friends, we mentioned the Salmon Unlimited Swap Meet and Riverside Fishing Club on March 21st. It's got a big fishing tackle sale that's going on with over 60 tables and stuff like that. That's going to be a good time. Definitely check them out. You'll have a lot of fun there. And it's at the Berwyn Moose, just north of Harlem, on Harlem, just north of Ogden Avenue, the Berwyn Moose Lodge. So that's going to be a really good time on the 21st. I think the first 100 people might get a free fishing lure. I have to double check that out for next week and tell you about that. Okay, got that. I mean, there's so much here, and I want to make sure we get it all done. And it's coming up to the time where I always leave you with the Native American proverb. And this one comes from my friend Apensui Majawat. He says, "Treat the earth well. It was not given to you by your parents. It's loaned to us by your children. So let's make it last a lot longer for them and better for them than we have it now. That means let's leave it better for them." How very, very true. And that's an important thing. We don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we catch. We're really borrowing it all from our children's
children. I'll ask you to play the hypothetical game for a second.
We'll listen to you next week right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.